Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. Next to reading the Bible on a regular basis, many Christians quietly grieve a failed prayer life, perhaps more than anything else in our efforts as disciples. We dutifully resolve, sometimes fueled onward by yet another sermon, to be more deliberate in talking with God. But when the inspiration has faded and there's no discernible growth to point to, we give up once again and wait for the next wave of trying. You see, prayer for the most part is an untapped resource with untold treasure remaining to be unearthed. It is talked about more than anything else and practiced less than anything else. And yet, for the believer, it remains one of the greatest gifts our Lord has given us outside of salvation. For the most part, the great tragedy of life is not unanswered prayer, but unoffered prayer. In today's message, titled The House of God, Evangelist Paul Akwa encourages you to make prayer a priority in your life. Let's join in.
The church is the house of God, and for the believer in Christ, your body is also the house of God, because you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 to 20, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Hallelujah. So our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Christ stated categorically or specifically what his house should be called. It must be called the house of prayer. Let me read you a scripture in Matthew chapter 21, verse 13. It is written, "He said to them," that's Jesus speaking, "my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." The house of God is a house of prayer, my friend. It's a holy place for corporate worship and prayer, as well as individual prayer. So, my friend, the house of God is a place set apart from prayer. Praise and worship are all prayer, you know. In his house, he gives us instructions. He reveals things to us. He hears our requests and petitions as we communicate with him. Your prayer closet and the church are not ordinary places. They are where God dwells and meets his people, where he inhabits the praises of his people. Your body is a special temple of God. God is always with us. That's what the Bible says. You know, in Hebrews chapter 13, the Bible says God will never leave us or forsake us. In Matthew, he says he is with us until the end of the age. But until you create an atmosphere for him, you will not be aware of his presence, even though he is there. Even though you are in the same house with your spouse and children, if you don't communicate and do things together, you will not be aware of each other's presence. So you need to create an atmosphere for God. The presence of God is secured and retained by prayer. It's retained by meditation, by studying the word of God, by praise and worship, and so on and so forth. The prayer closet is for individual prayer. The church or the house of God is for mutual corporate prayer, my friend. Let me read you another scripture in Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 and 20. And again, this is Jesus speaking. "Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." Verse 20. "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." That's Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 to 20. See? So a prayer meeting is a divine appointment with the Almighty God. Gathering together in the church is a divine appointment with the Lord. He has made the promise to meet his people there, and he is never late. He is on time. He honors the appointment to be there. God is always with us, but until you create an atmosphere for him, you will not be aware of his presence. That atmosphere could be created through prayer, through praise and worship, through studying the word, and through meditation. He says, my house is a house of prayer. Christ describes his church as a house of prayer. Prayer must be a solid activity in the church. Otherwise, it falls short of what is intended to be. If the house of God ceases to be a house of prayer, then it has become something else. You are the temple of God, and your temple should be a house of prayer, or it becomes a den of thieves. These thieves or powers of darkness will steal and rob from your temple, which is your body. Bible says that the enemy comes only to come and steal, kill and destroy. But Jesus Christ said he has come to give you life and give you more abundantly. Make sure you are a powerhouse for prayer. If you don't make your temple a house of prayer, the enemy will steal your joy. He will rob you of your strength, of your health, of your youthfulness, of your wisdom, hopes and dreams. I'm telling you, a house of prayer. Anything you want to accomplish in life must first be accomplished through prayer. Bible says, ask anything in my name and I will do it. So we do the asking and Jesus Christ will do the doing. That's our responsibility. You are the powerhouse of prayer. Your mouth is a flame of fire, my friend. Let me read you a scripture from Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14 says, therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make your words in your mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. You see, so the words of God that you are speaking from your mouth, I'm telling you, they are fire. God has put his words in your mouth. Don't stop speaking it. Use it to accomplish things, my friend. The Bible says, it's not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Your mouth is a flame of fire, my friend. Nothing can stop God's word. It accomplishes what it sets it to do. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. And it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Hallelujah. My friend, your mouth is a flame of fire. Jesus said your house is a temple of the Holy Spirit and it's a house of prayer. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's what Jesus is telling you and me. Jesus is saying, I'm telling you to ask and receive so your joy will be full. Anything is anything. Say, ask anything. Do you need anything, my friend? Ask him right now. Just ask him. Are you in trouble? Ask him for help. Call on the name of the Lord and he will deliver you. The only way to release the supernatural power of God in your life, in your marriage, in your business, in your career is to ask him. Ask God for help. He says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If your marriage is under attack, ask him for help. If your children are being influenced and tormented by the enemy, ask God to change the situation or the circumstance. If your business is failing, ask him to intervene. Are you fighting a deadly disease, my friend? Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name is above every name. Your life depends on prayer. You are the house of prayer. Likewise, the life, power, and glory of the church depends on prayer, my friend. Without prayer, the church or the individual is lifeless and powerless. The church building itself is a holy and sacred place. It's not an ordinary structure. No matter its architectural beauty or the building materials used to construct it, is different from all other buildings because it's a house of prayer. It's been set apart for God for the purpose of praying. Hallelujah. While we might be worshiping, praising, teaching, preaching, and healing, prayer is a distinguishing feature of the church. The church is where prayer is taught and preached So prayerless Christians become prayerful Christians. I repeat, the church is where prayer is taught and preached. So prayerless Christians become prayerful Christians. If you are a prayerless Christian, make sure you don't forsake the assembling of the congregation. You will be taught to be a prayerful Christian. You are a powerhouse. You are a prayer house. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The church is where we magnify and worship the Lord. Prayer, praising, worshiping, preaching, teaching, and healing all go together. Individuals and pastors must not divert its purposes for any mundane activities or anything else. It may be a beautiful burden, but without prayer, there is nothing divine in it, and it just becomes like any ordinary burden. The same with a born-again Christian. The same with a New Testament Christian. You may be a beautiful or a handsome or an average person, but without prayer, there is nothing divine in you, and you just become like any ordinary person. But you are extraordinary person because the divine power is in you. So make your temple a house of prayer by praying in tongues frequently. You know, when you pray in tongues, you speak directly to Almighty God. This is because the Spirit Himself makes intercession for you when He prays through you in tongues. Hallelujah. A church with prayer in it has got God in it. Whereas a church without prayer is a dead church. It's like a body without a spirit. A Christian who prays without ceasing dwells in the presence of God. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and God's temple is a house of prayer. Pray without ceasing, my friend. How often in a day does the enemy attack you with depression? How often in a day does he attack you with fear, anxiety, and worry? He is roaring like a lion looking for whom he may devour. How often does the devil try to attack your body with diseases? How healthy and whole do you want to be? My friend, pray without ceasing. Continue to pray all the time. You have been placed in a position whereby God describes you as a vessel where He dwells. So your body is His house, and God's house is a house of prayer. My friend, pray. Pray without ceasing, and stop the enemy from robbing you of your joy, robbing you of your divine resources, because he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Christ has come to give you life and give you more abundantly. And that life, you need to accomplish it. You are working from a place of victory. So you will accomplish it through prayer, my friend. And if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, you don't have a vessel there for God to dwell in. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.